Marhaban, welcome to Suhoor Bites. I am Fawzi Masmar, and throughout the holy month of Ramadan, I'll be counting down my top 10 favorite anime movies of all time. And today, we're starting it off by diving into a heartwarming and imaginative world of my number 10 movie, Mirai, directed by Momoru Hosoda and released in 2018. Mirai for me is an underrated movie. I mean, like, it got a lot of recognition and awards and stuff, but I feel not a lot of people know about this movie. And the title itself is a play on words for future, the meaning of future in Japanese, and the name of the main character. Because the movie Mirai follows the story of a young boy named Kun, who feels forgotten and jealous when his new baby sister Mirai arrives home. As he's struggling to cope with the changes in his family, Kun discovers a magical garden where he meets family members from the past and the future, which is where the word Mirai comes from, including a teenage version of Mirai. And through these encounters, Kun learns valuable lessons about his family's history and his place within it, which helps him to accept and eventually love his sister. What makes Mirai so special to me is this unique blend of this fantastical aspect of time travel and the everyday. Hosoda in this movie, like, masterfully uses the concept of time travel, not for like some kind of grand adventures, but as a way to create personal growth for Kun and to grow his sense of understanding. The movie is really beautiful from like the depiction of Kun's family home to the fantastical elements of the garden and beyond. There's lots to see within the fluidity of how this movie comes together and how the story comes to life. Mirai is not just a story about the boy learning to be a big brother. It's a reflection of the nature of family and how the bonds kind of transcend time. And I think it's hard for anybody to watch this movie and not to start to think about their own relationships with their siblings and relatives and beyond that, and perhaps even our ancestors and the people that came before us. The movie, like, beautifully illustrates understanding our family's past and how that can shape who we are and what we can become. Mirai, like I said, was celebrated quite a bit in award seasons. It received an Academy Award nomination for Best Animated Feature, and it started to garner international acclaim because of the various nods that it received at international movie festivals and award seasons. But yeah, for me, I feel like whenever I talk even to anime peeps, it seems like it's not a movie that is well known within these circles, and it's such a shame because it's such a beautiful, heartfelt reminder of the importance of family and the unseen threads that connect us through time. And it really made me think about my loved ones and how I want to learn from them and cherish them and cherish their memories and cherish the moments we share together. It resonated deeply with me, and I hope it does so with you if you haven't seen it yet. But that's it for this episode of Suhoor Bites. Join us every day throughout the month of Ramadan for a little tiny podcast episode similar to this one from all of us three Habibis as we try to accompany you through your days. Ramadan Mubarak to all of you, and I hope you're all having a wonderful time and blessed with loved ones and family wherever you are. That's it for me today, but please tune in for more later as we talk about my top 10 anime movies of all time. But for the time being, salam.